Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast. Here we explore spiritual insights and practical strategies to help you cultivate a family life rooted in beautiful, self-giving love. Join us as we invite experts to share uplifting perspectives and actionable advice for navigating the joys and challenges of modern family dynamics. Welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, we are hearing from previous guests about how Mary has been a mother to them. Be sure to check out the full episode by following the links in the show notes. One last question for you. This is, how has Mary been a mother to you?
Yeah, Mary has been a mother to me in so many ways. She's been a mother to me really in guiding me back to the church. You know, I had a process where I was not active in Christianity, and she really guided me through that. And it's powerful because there's different moments where you have seen her presence. I remember when I was at a Coptic Orthodox church, actually. I was in my process back to Catholicism. And I remember looking at this woman, this Egyptian woman, looking up at this extremely large icon of Mary. And I'll never forget that image of just seeing her look up and just Mary's face, just like the face of a mother, it's hard to like put words into like just those times when Mary just expresses her presence to you. And that's really what the maternity, like the power of her maternity, is her presence. It's her warm embrace, her presence, her continual support. And so just in all those ways, and then through smaller ways later, right, through the rosary and through like these different practices, just feeling her support that she's always there. So I would just say, yeah, in those moments that she just reveals her presence, and in those moments I seek out her presence, I just find her maternity to be so present. And just kind of infusing my life.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. How has Mary, the Blessed Mother, been a mother to you?
That's a really, it's a beautiful question. So, you know, technically my name is Sister Mary Carolyn. Like that's I always say Mary, we use Mary when we're getting in trouble or making our vows. We don't really get in trouble, but you know what I mean? It's the middle name thing. Sister Mary Carolyn. And we each take a title of Mary when we are receiving our names. We write a paper about our saint. So I'm named for John Paul II, Karol Wojtyła. And then we take a Marian title, and the Marian title that I chose and that I really felt drawn to, I kind of went rogue a little bit because it was supposed to be something from the Litany of Loretto. But the phrase that kept coming to my mind was, blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. And I think what led to that was just an understanding of Mary is the perfect woman, and Mary embodies a motherhood unlike any other motherhood. And Mary also lives her life completely dedicated and set apart for the Lord. Like there's this dedication, this consecration. And so I want to be able to live that as well. But I think, yeah, just recently I've been praying a lot with the finding in the temple and asking Mary to help me discover more deeply who I am in the light of God's love for me, in the same way that she went to the temple to find Jesus. And sometimes in continuing to grow as humans, right, like there's always space to grow and always space to receive the gifts of ourselves more deeply so that we can follow the Lord more freely. Sometimes there's things that we're afraid of. Sometimes there's places that we're hiding. And so asking Mary to come and help me find my own heart and my own little girl heart, and to like in the same way that she found the child Jesus in the temple. That's been a way that I've experienced her very tangibly in my own heart, in my prayer.
Ah, oh, that's sweet. Very beautiful. Thank you. One final question for you, and it's how has Mary been a mother to you?
So there's lots of ways, but the one that seems most, give me a second.
Take your time.
The one that's most pertinent to me is that 2 years ago, my 2 year anniversary was on September the 22nd, I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And I had normal mammograms, no lump, nothing about this would have said that I had breast cancer. I really just had to advocate for myself. And actually I had the doctor who diagnosed me said, you diagnosed your own breast cancer. Nobody would be thinking that this was your issue. That early diagnosis has been helpful in terms of, how I'm doing. The thing that happened was that I was at an international conference at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, when I started feeling bad. And, it was a nursing conference. So I was there with two friends who were nurses. So it wasn't like I was sick and I had a fever, but I had two dear friends who knew me pretty well. And they were like, something's wrong with you, which was also helpful. And I think it was just being there I do the morning offering to her every day now, because I have no doubt that somehow that was why, the fact that I was there was why it was just caught that way. And the day that I left, the thing that was finally like the I hate to say the nail in the coffin of whether I do something or not, was that I had a lymph node in my armpit become swollen as I was driving away from the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa. And that was the source of my diagnosis of breast cancer, was that lymph node. But it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been at that conference. I might have missed it. I might have been at home. I might have poo-pooed it. There were just a lot of ways in which I think she made certain, if for no other reason, this work, that I got maybe as much time as was possible, even with a terminal cancer diagnosis.
That was so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. She's a good mother. She's a really good mother. I would say too, one other thing, you know, so I have two babies that I lost. That was part of my reason for doing loss ministry. And a lot of times, you know, heaven is wonderful. It's great to have heaven for your baby, but it's not where you want your baby. Even the most Catholic person is like, I really just want my baby, right? Sometimes it's very helpful to imagine that you're surrendering this baby to Mary. And her loving heart for this baby understands your longing for this baby, right? She had her own longing. She had her own advent, her own suffering around her child. So sometimes that can make the difference for somebody in terms of being able to turn the page, to imagine you're surrendering that baby to Mary. And then even sometimes to just go sit in front of a Mary statue and cry, so that you can share your grief with our mother who holds it so tenderly, because she knew her own.
Yeah. Oh, wow, you got me.
Sorry.
That's okay. I don't think I've ever cried at any story, but that's
mother. She's a good mother.
Thank
She's
you.
A good mother. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Ferris Love Podcast. In 2025, we are continuing to share the beautiful devotion to Mary, Mother of Ferris Love, while providing practical tools and advice for parents, couples, and families. You can help us with this mission by sharing this episode with a friend, subscribing to the podcast, or leaving a review. To learn more, visit us at ferrislovefamilyproject.org.